15, this is Houston.
Houston 15, go.
Just a quick note on the circuit breaker, on the illumination, and then a procedure that might clarify a couple of things for us. First of all, there's a number of numeric and electroluminescent lights that are out, but we won't go into all of that. The main thing is the panel 122 disky down there. The as far as we can see at the moment, there is some possibility that we still have illumination on your status lights on that disky. And if we could go through a small procedure here, we may find out whether or not there will be illumination on that. Stand by. This is Houston. Are you reading? This is Houston. This is Houston.
Go ahead, Carl.
All right. Back to our lighting circuit breaker. Let me emphasize two main points to start with. I guess under no circumstances do we want to close that circuit breaker. And a second problem is a second point is that we don't want to change the integral lighting or the numerics lighting rheostats on panel 100. Let's leave them just as they are. And then there's there is a possibility, due to the fact that there is a very low amperage shunt going around that circuit breaker, there is a possibility that we do have lights on the disky status lights, that is the uplink activity lights, etc. And if we can go through a quick procedure here, we'll find out whether or not we do have lights there. Shall we go ahead?
Okay, go ahead, Carl. We'll take a look at it.
Okay. First of all, on panel 100, again, making sure that we do not change the numerics and integral lighting switches. Can you tell us the position of those two switches, those two rheostats?
Okay, we'll tape them in the position they are right now. Houston 15.
Go ahead. This is Houston. Go ahead.
Okay, Houston, we just did a little checkout for your LED disky, and the key release light doesn't work, for one. Does not work.
Roger, I guess you're a couple of steps ahead of us there. Can you tell us the position of the numerics knob over on panel 100?
About 2 o'clock.
Roger. I guess that's one of our weak points. If that knob had been over close to full bright, we had some chance of getting enough energy into those lights to make them work. But in that position, that's probably not possible. And we should leave things as they are.
Well, I'm not sure those integral lighting rheostats have not been moved since the circuit breaker popped. I guess if you want to, we could run it over to full bright, or I guess you'd probably prefer to leave it as it is. And if so, we'll give up on the status lights.
The word at the present time is let's leave them just as they are, Dave.
Okay, we'll put a tape across so that we don't accidentally run into them.
Okay. That's all we have on that subject, 15. You probably know as well as we what lights you're missing up there. We could give you a list if you would like.
Oh, no, we've got a good handle on it, Carl. Thank you.
Roger.